5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Welcome back to the 50th episode of the Real Bourbon Bros podcast, the essential podcast for the novice yet curious whiskey enthusiast. Giddy up. Enjoy.
Hey, Steve. Hey, Steve, did you hear that great music? Do you know what that means? That was amazing music.
That blew my mind.
That doesn't take much. But anyway, why do you think we're playing that music? What is it?
It's the 4th of July. No, that's already passed. It's summer. No, it's kind of in the middle of summer.
So what's the big occasion tonight that everybody's tuning in for?
It's the debate.
Oh boy. No.
No.
All right. All right, everybody. Well, welcome back to the Real Bourbon Bros podcast. I am Gary. This is Steve. It is our 50th. Yes, episode total. So shout out to all you folks who have stuck with us, grown with us, listened to all our podcasts, whether it be good, bad, or indifferent. We appreciate you hanging in there with us. So thank you again. Our 50th episode you're listening to right now. We are very proud of what we've accomplished, and we're so excited yet for the future. Including our original merch that will be on Amazon when you're listening to this. We'll talk more about original merchandise, three different designs that we have came up with. They are on everything from t-shirts to sweatshirts to wife beater. They don't call them wife beaters
anymore. You just offended the PC police.
They have the V-necks for the women. They have the long sleeve t-shirts. They have the hoodies with a zipper. We have everything, premium t-shirts. So get over to our Amazon store, and we will obviously commercial the heck out of it so you guys know where to find that link to Amazon so you can see all our sweet merch. Definitely buy a few for yourself, for your friends, a great gift idea. And we're always open to new design ideas, but that's a good start. We have three designs, and we'll definitely be adding more as time goes on.
And if you do want the cutoffs, you can just buy a t-shirt and just rip the shoulders off. How's that?
The sleeve. Rip off. It. After you have your pappy, then you can rip the sleeves off.
Oh, yeah. If I have a pappy, I'll be like tearing it off my chest.
Yeah, exactly. then you'd be shooting some pappy. All right, everybody. So again, tonight, 50th anniversary, 50th anniversary, 50th episode.
50th anniversary, episode.
Episode. Yeah. So lots in store for you tonight. A really great episode, we think.
They're always great.
We have the merch that we're talking about and announcing. So by the time you hear this, those links will be live on Amazon store. But also we'll have Searching for Pappy tonight, our staple segment, and also the return of What's the Juice? Steve has a few samples that he has of whiskey I have sent him, and he will be able to. Yeah. So he knows who the juice is from, but what is the juice? That's the question. So he'll have five questions to determine what the juice is.
Yes.
And then we'll kind of do a little taste test for him at the end there. So stay tuned for that. Anything to talk about, Steve, before we get into Searching?
Not too much. Just the regular schniggle.
Oh, we want to go back and thank Brandon Cummings from High and Wicked for, again, thank you for the podcast and your time last time. That was a great episode. If you haven't listened to that one, that's season, episode 49 overall, but season 3, episode 12, I believe. Brandon Cummings from High and Wicked.
So I wonder if he was related to, like, Cummins Diesel, like the guy that make the Cummins engines. Diesel.
Do I hear a off-topic tangent coming?
No,
that's a little pre. You know, Kansas City.
Kansas
City. Here I come. All right. Searching for Pappy.
Searching for Pappy.
Searching for Pappy.
Searching for Pappy.
All right.
Do you have one you want to go with first? I have three I want to talk about.
Because Brandon was such a great host and he enlightened us a lot about what High and Wicked does, all their different whiskeys they put out, their two flagship products, you know, the Kentucky Straight and the rye. But then also, you know, Hyde and Wicked also produces some other stuff. I was going to ask him about this, but I got some Irish whiskey from him.
From him personally. Nice.
From him personally.
He's yeah, a
I'm sorry. Like, oh, I shouldn't say.
You guys hanging out after the podcast? Yeah.
Not from him, but no, because he mentioned it.
Yes. You were curious.
I was curious. I talked to my local whiskey guy here, and he did have one bottle in the whole store, and so I had him, you know, save it up for me, and I went and picked it up, and I would have to say I did try it.
Well, what's the bottle?
Hold on here.
Technical difficulties.
Hey, 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 hey.
So it was one of the Irish whiskeys that Hyde and Wicked sell.
It's
sourced it wasn't the, from Ireland.
It wasn't the Saints and Scholars. It was the Aeneas Coffee.
Coffee?
Yeah, coffee. C-O-F-F-E-Y. Coffee.
Coffee.
So cool. It was their number four Aeneas Coffee Irish whiskey. So
okay,
it was a good Irish whiskey. You know, it's if you want to compare it to something like Jameson Bushmills, I think it's in the same genre. I mean, I can tell.
So
slightly smoother though.
What's the price?
This one was MSRP 99.
Oh wow,
99
for that price in the same category as Bushmills and. I mean, for that price.
Yeah.
Ouch!
Well, I mean, it's the same genre. It's the same as Irish whiskey, but I said it's a little bit smoother.
Okay, gotcha.
And, you know, it's a little bit more refined in the, you know, the finish.
So it's a step up. It's a step up for those two.
It's a single grain Irish whiskey, but I was going to ask him, like, do they then have a distillery in Ireland?
Well, they probably source it from somebody over there.
So maybe they source it, bring it here to the States, and bottle it? Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Something to think about.
We got to have him back on. Brandon got to come back on. We'll answer some more questions, some burning questions from Steve. All right. So you liked that for $99. Yeah. Good price per quality pour or average price per quality pour?
I would say average.
Average, yeah. Average, for $99 for an Irish whiskey, that has to be a pretty good whiskey, I would assume.
Yeah.
I have... And I think you have a bottle of this too. I don't think we mentioned this last time. We got this random package.
Yeah.
Both of us did. Maybe 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. Unmarked. No note. Didn't know if the Unabomber had a son and was kind of reliving his dad's dreams.
Cabin but, in the woods.
Ted Kaczynski shout out. Anyway, inside my box. That sounds funny. Was a Blue Note Juke Joint, unfiltered, small batch, straight bourbon whiskey, 93 proof.
Right.
I have a store pick of this bottle, but I don't have this exact bottle. So it's about a $40 bottle, and this was from the BR Distilling Company. That was on the return label and an address, but nothing else was included. We haven't got any emails. We haven't had any snail mail regarding this bottle. And I know Steve had one too.
I did. Yeah. Amazingly. So, this is a big mystery. If anyone out there is listening and they might drop their note to the PR person at BDRC and they say, hey, these guys are up and coming, send them some of their Crossroads. I got the
so you had Crossroads.
Blue Note.
Yeah.
I was gonna say I did see a lot more Blue Note in my social media though, maybe because I was looking them up. But they
AI.
Did a campaign late recently, so maybe this is all part of it. But if anyone knows how we got it,
this is the first case of the Real Bourbon Bros unsolved mysteries.
Unsolved mysteries.
Jinkies. Remember that show?
G-shiny.
In the 80s and Robert Stack? No, not... Zoink Scoob?
Zoink.
No, not... Zoink Scoob? Not Scooby-Doo. Unsolved Mysteries from this 80s and 90s. What was his name? Robert Stack? Remember that creepy guy in the trench coat?
Oh.
Yeah, remember those? That scared the heck out of me as a kid. We'd watch that. Go to bed. Unsolved Mysteries. Yeah, it was a TV show.
Yeah.
Robert Stack was the host.
I do remember them.
Yep. Okay, yeah. Yep. So anyway, as Steve says, if you know, let us know so we know. Yep. All right, you have another bottle you want to talk about, Steve-O?
I also picked up the latest Lux Row 4-grain whiskey, double single barrel.
Oh, if you're not good at math, good luck.
Yeah, so it's a weird one, right? So I believe what they do is they finish it twice in a single barrel. So, or maybe they, well, actually, now I'm confused. I think they might take two single barrels and combine them. I don't know. What do you think, Gary?
I'm still trying to figure out the mystery of the blue note. So it's a double single barrel. So yeah, they probably just, is it a finished whiskey?
No, it's a blended whiskey.
Blended. Wow. Yeah. That makes sense. So one
probably two single barrels bourbon.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And how much was that setting you back?
No, that was, I think 89.
Ooh, 89. Not bad.
Yeah.
It was. You've had
an allocated one. I have not had it.
Okay.
I think I might have had some. Did I have some at the liquor hole? I can't remember. See, I.
Oh boy, Alzheimer's hitting them hard, guys. All right.
Oh,
well,
no,
that's a good one.
Yes, I did have some, and it was good. Yes.
Lux Row has been very good to us. Lux Co. Patrick, again, thank you for all the goodies you give us. So, yeah, that's a great great plug there. So, good. Giving back to Lux Row, Lux Co. Very nice. I have a bottle here that Wally set me up with. Thanks, Wally. Appreciate it. Whiskey Wheelies in Tampa. So, the Wood Finishing Series from Maker's Mark. This is the new one this year. They usually have one or two releases every year. This is the Heart release, 2024, 111.7 proof. The stave profile, 10 virgins, toasted French oak staves. It was bottled in April of 2024. I have opened this bottle up. I actually had some at Wally's too. But
nice.
These bottles are always excellent, just excellent finds. Oh. You know, they're not easy to find. They'll cost you between $70 to $90. Just depends on, you know, the store owner. But again, very happy to have this bottle. I have tasted it, like I said earlier, a little bit of caramel, chocolate, maple. Just a high quality product. I would say it's a good price per quality pour, even though it was about $85
Love
or so.
Maker's Mark.
Yeah, these Wood Finishing Series, I think they were going all the way back to 2019. I have that one all the way up to 2020, well, four now. I have them all, so not to brag, but they're delicious, and yeah, I'm glad to have this bottle. Thanks, Wally.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to another Maker's Mark Wood Finishing Series.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, do have another announcement, too. At some point, we'll have to announce maybe some travels in the Real Bourbon Bros future as well.
Yeah.
So,
you betcha.
Anything else?
I did pick up another JD single barrel. Jack Daniel.
Johnny Dawkins. Johnny Dawkins. Johnny Dawkins.
Jillian Gilly.
Oh, okay.
Get the Jillian Gilly bottle.
So Jack Daniel's
Daniels, single barrel. Yeah, private from Novi Party Store.
Okay,
this one actually has a laser engraving, though, on it.
Ooh. Does it say the Real Bourbon Bros? The Real Bourbon
No,
Bros?
It has national champions on it.
Oh, hail to the victors. Then hail to the victors. Anyway, we can't sing.
Okay.
So Michigan Go Blue, a little shout out there. So they have, you are from Michigan, live in Michigan. Kids go to Michigan, have gone to Michigan, so I understand that purchase.
Yeah.
Very good. I like that. Does it make it taste different? Does it taste like victory?
It does. It tastes like a good single barrel Jack Daniels.
Yeah, those selections you can't beat, for the Tennessee whiskey. Yeah, it's like 50, 60 bucks, not even.
Right. Yeah, it wasn't any more than that. The other one was good old football. I show you the bottle, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have
one. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yep.
So
yeah, I do.
I wasn't going to, I think it was just out because he had to put a new label on it. Who am I talking about?
Jack Daniels.
No.
Calvin.
No, the football. God damn it. I'm drawing a blank. Hold on here.
Detroit Lions, Michigan. Who are we talking about?
Wolverines.
Blake Corum. No, J.J. McCarthy.
No.
Jim Harbaugh. None.
So, shit.
Oh, you're, boy. Here we go, guys. This is Steve's extensive football knowledge.
No, Woodson.
Charles Woodson.
Yeah, Team 144. Yeah. So he put a new label on his Woodson Bourbon.
So we're transitioning. I see. We're not on the Jack Daniels anymore. That was in Laser.
No. Not Jack Daniels label. Yeah, the Woodson Bourbon Whiskey. He put out a new label on it. It had the number one Team 144 on it. So.
Okay. Gotcha. So Woodson Whiskey. I do have a Woodson Whiskey. It's okay, juice, you know. Yeah. I'd love to have Charles on and discuss it some more where he got it from, I sourced it. But, yeah, it's not bad. I think it's like a four-year bourbon. It's a good entry level, I would say. You know, it's like 40, $50. But, yeah, with the championship label on for the 140, Team 144 that won a national championship, that's a collector's item definitely for any kind of college football or even, you know, obviously, Michigan fan. So
absolutely.
Very cool. Nice, Steve.
So I got the JD instead of that one. So maybe next time. Oh. I'm also looking for the Redwood Empire Staggering Titans.
Wood. You said wood.
Wood. Redwood. Right. I had a tangent here. I always had a issue with pronouncing R's, you know, as a kid.
Off-topic tangent.
And Redwood, I have to really enunciate my R's to make it actually sound like I'm not drunk. You know,
are you part Asian?
Sorry, what would one part? I could be.
Just offended the PC police.
So, politically incorrect time.
Staggering Titans is a good weeded bourbon that I wanted to get from Redwood Empire. They came out with three cask strength. A rye, a bourbon, and a small batch American whiskey. So
nice.
Those are on the shelves. So if you're cast strength stuff, check them out.
I do. All right. I'll have to try that. I think I'm here in Florida. I just haven't had, I gave Redwood enough of a chance. I think I've sampled a little bit of them, but not enough to buy one.
Yeah, me either.
Yet, so
but they're
getting
popular. They're on my radar.
Same out there.
That's sweet. Another any segment. Other? On the radar.
On the radar.
Bourbon on the radar. Yeah.
Whiskey on the radar.
Whiskey on the radar, yes.
Yes.
Because it's more than just bourbon, straight bourbon.
Exactly. We are the Real Bourbon Bros. Yes. We discuss all things whiskey because we are the essential podcast for the novice yet curious whiskey enthusiast.
Speaking of other whiskeys, tangent. Did you know that like Old Forester, their 117 tangent. Series, is they have a rum finish now?
Yeah, I just was at Wally's.
Yeah?
You only get the 117 at the distillery.
No kidding.
Yeah, and nice. One of the guys there had the smaller bottle of the 117. I thought it was going to be better.
Is it sweeter, though, because of the rum finish, or maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, well, the problem is I had three Parker's Heritage.
Right.
I was like,
that's on the radar.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, yeah, Old Forester. Maybe we'll get up there sometime soon, Steve, and check it out. We'll see. We'll see if the budget allows.
Yeah.
All right. So go and buy the merch, guys. All right, I have one last one to close down, Searching for Pappy, Steve. You know how the namesake is Searching for Pappy, right?
Yes.
It's a kind of a play on the, you know, Pappy, because Pappy Van Winkle is very tough to find. Yeah. So, right, very tough to find, almost impossible to find at MSRP. But in all reality, for me personally, Pappy is not, you know, the end-all be-all of bourbon.
Yes, just like Blanton's or Basil
Hayden. Right. Well, it's better than those, but it's still very, very good.
Yeah, that's why we chose it, right.
And to me, the end-all be-all of bourbons is my final bottle.
Oh, my gosh. B-Tac.
George T.
Stack. Yeah.
Look at that beauty.
How'd you discover that one?
I had to sell my soul. No.
How many bottles did you exchange for that?
No, I didn't. So I have George T. Stagg 2023 release, 135 proof, age 15 years and I believe 3 months. What a beauty. What a beauty. So I am lucky enough here. It's such a beautiful bottle.
It is. I love that bottle.
Oh, it's so good, dude. I've had this out at restaurants and stuff and oh, got it. Anyway, I am lucky enough to be part of ABC Liquor Store member. If you spend $1,000 a year there, you get a vault invite to the vault 4 times a year, typically.
The vault.
And in the last vault invite I got this baby for about $140 out the door.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
I know. $140 out the door after taxes. So thank you, ABC Liquor.
Could have got a double. Two of them.
No, you can only get one invite.
All right. Yeah, we don't have anything that does that around here.
Oh, dude, so I got my favorite bottle. If people who have listened to this, we haven't really done a segment on favorite bottles and things like that, but everybody who has been listening now for 50 episodes would know this is my favorite bottle. Consistently, the palate is right in my wheelhouse, high proof, high caramel, syrup, butterscotch. Yeah. Yeah, if you haven't tried this one, good luck.
Sucker.
Searching for Stag. Searching for George. Searching for George.
Yeah, we could have had searching for Stag, but then you'll be a winner. Like,
yeah. So lucky enough to have this bottle. It's my favorite, and I'll be sitting up in the rafters for a while here. I'll have to get some dust on it, collecting it for a bit. So
yeah,
that wraps up searching for Pappy.
Are you gonna put the paper, the round paper bag around it too?
No. I'm not a drunk. Yeah, didn't come with paper.
I mean, just to conceal what it is, right?
Yeah, no,
look up there, in the brown paper bag.
I know who I let in my bar. I know who's in my bar. There's no randos in my bar.
Well, I mean, all right. Even the people you want to invite, right? So,
yeah. So very happy about that purchase. That made my day. I was going to tell you about it earlier, but I was like, I got to show you.
I'm happy for you, bro.
I've been cuddling it every night.
Yeah. No,
I'm just kidding. Anyway,
keeping out of the direct sunlight.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Do you need anything, George? Do you want a mint for your pillow?
Oh. What was that, George? What?
What? Drink you?
No. That's not a pencil in my pocket. No.
I'm just excited to see you. All right, guys, moving on. Searching for Pappy wraps up another great episode or segment today. Keep searching for Pappy at MSRP, and we'll keep you abreast of our adventures in searching for Pappy. Ooh. Steve, let's do it. You know what time it is. Everybody's been waiting for what
it is
now. This is the famous, very popular, and unique segment.
What's the juice?
I wish we had a little bit of participation. So I have 6 vials here.
We need to go to live for that. I mean, all the t-shirts, but we see how the merch does, and then we can maybe up the ante.
Well, you know what?
Get out there and buy our merch.
You know, we could put out just a little voting app, you know, like in before we do the podcast, you know.
Well, we'll have 2 votes, you and me. No, I'm just kidding. We do have we have thousands of downloads, and we appreciate everybody that downloads and just keep downloading, listening, and keep supporting our podcast. Again, thank you. Steve is so everybody who is maybe new to the podcast, this segment, what's the juice? Sorry about that. What's the juice?
Steve
will sample one of the 6 vials I have sent him. He will ask 5 questions. He'll try it. Ask 5 questions as he samples it.
Yeah.
And then he'll guess what the juice is.
I'm going to have to pick a number from 1 to 6 because I haven't tried any yet.
Okay. And I have the key in front of me.
The key.
Let me make sure I find
the key to the bio.
All right. Did you pour something yet?
Okay. I was going to do a shout out and... God damn it. You know what's really cool? Let's see.
Whiskey samples. All right, I found them.
No, I don't have a dye. But what I'm going to do is I am going to go to an online chat and say, "Hey, ChatGPT, pick a number from 1 to 6."
Ooh.
Pick a random number.
Zero.
Okay, here it goes. One, two, three. Four. You go, sure, random number is four. So
four it is. All right. Sample four, Steve will sample tonight. He has no idea what this is.
That was a pretty scientific way to do it, wasn't it? I liked it.
Yeah, that's the nerd way.
It was the nerd way.
How to flip a coin.
Asked Google or Siri or Alexa or Amanda or whoever.
You could have took a die. A dice.
Yes. Well, I was looking for a die. And I couldn't find one. Okay, so this is four. Pouring it in.
Go. A good sound.
All right. All
right. So, number Steve, four. what is the call? This is like, what's that? You know that dating game where you're like asking questions?
Oh,
like,
yeah. What is that? Yeah, the dating game.
Newlywed. Called Newlywed.
No, Newlywed is bad. After you get married. Okay. And,
yeah, the dating game
where you're behind a curtain and yeah. You ask like three bachelors.
Number four, what
color
would
you do if we were on a date alone in the middle of the Pacific Ocean on an island?
Yeah.
This is, all right, so the color is, it's brown. A light amber. It's one of the, I would say it's one of the darker ones. No. Yeah. The other ones are more amberish. This is more of a brown, more brown than amber. So, okay. Give it.
Go ahead.
Bottle. Sniffing. Oh, yeah. Okay, not a high proof. I don't think it's a scotch. I would say it's almost like a Irish whiskey.
Oh, grab the wrong one. All right, so Steve's going to nose it. You already knows it. Yeah, sample. Okay.
Okay, here it goes on my palate.
Little palate action.
Yeah.
A little tongue in it.
No, it's that was the first one. It's got a stronger bite than I thought.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Excellent. So any initial thoughts?
I thought it would be an Irish whiskey, but it's not.
It is not.
Just because the smell, the nose was more of a subtle whiskey though, but it's almost close to a rye.
Do you have any questions? Or are you still enjoying it?
Still enjoying it. Can I ask? I always ask like the stupidest questions. Like,
yeah, you do.
Is this a liquid? No. Is this a rye? That's my
first
question.
It is not a rye.
Okay.
So that's one question.
Today, Junior.
It's not it. Well, definitely know it's not a scotch. Is this a Kentucky product?
Yes. Yes, it is sourced from an undisclosed Kentucky distillery/distilleries.
Oh. Okay, so.
That's two questions. Three more.
I think the proof is hovering around 105, 110, I think. Is the proof above 100?
It is not.
Really? So it's okay. So it's one of those that
three
drink like a higher cask strength bourbon, but it's not. Is this? I already had three, huh? So I had two,
three.
I had three. Okay.
Triple.
How many do I get?
Triple.
I get five.
Two more.
Ten.
No, you don't get 10. I'm just going to tune out after another minute of you asking these questions. All right, so you know it's a bourbon, you said, right? Bourbon. From Kentucky, under 100 proof.
Yes.
That doesn't really narrow it down.
Is this a Brown-Forman product?
It is not.
Okay. Is it something that you acquired in the last 2 months?
It is.
Oh, boy.
That's your fifth question.
Okay.
What's your guess?
Is it Penelope?
Ooh, close. Close. But it is not.
What is it? Woo! Blood Oath. Pack number 10.
So
very
you're
cool.
close with
yeah, Lux,
yeah you were
Lux Row.
Yeah, it was Lux Row. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So you were close with the Penelope, right? I mean,
yeah,
kind of the
I
same
mean,
umbrella there.
Oh yeah, I was so trying to go through my head on what you had. Yeah, this actually tastes like I expected.
98.6
yep.
proof. So right there under 100. Yeah.
It's just like I expected that too. I saw a few posts actually in this past week about Pack 10 there.
Yeah.
So
it's out there definitely. Yeah. I think MSRP is around 140, 130.
Wow, really?
Yeah. I can't believe that. I have packed 6, which is definitely higher rated if you look at the ratings. I'll be 100% honest with you on this one. I was not a fan, especially for the price.
Sure.
I give it a poor.
Oh, yeah.
I would say
a below average. Yeah.
It's very confused, I think, because there's so much going on. It's like a blend of straight bourbon finished in like Cabernet Franc, Merlot cask. And I remember when we talked about this, we got a bunch of samples from, we have a few more samples, and this was one of the samples we got from Lux Row. And I don't know, I wanted more. I thought for that price point, it deserved to be more.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's my personal opinion.
Definitely.
What do you think?
Yeah, I would not put this above probably 3.8 overall.
Yeah. I mean, I would go out and buy an Old Forester 1910 for a third of the price.
1910?
All day long.
Okay.
1910, 1920, 1897. I think all of them for the price are better than this. Oh, yeah.
All right.
If you're including the price.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, yes. If you consider the price... Yeah,
right.
I'd pick up a 1920 instant.
I think that head-to-head with this, even considering the price, I would still buy it. Yeah. A 1920 is fire. That's like a 4-1 for me every day. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that was a very
Blood
enjoyable.
Oath.
Thank you.
Packed time.
Blood
All
Oath.
Right, so
Packed
that, very good. All right. That brings to the conclusion another segment of What's the Juice? Steve, not bad, not bad.
Not
you
bad
get a little better at
50th,
that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, 50. How are you going to celebrate this, by the way, the episode? Are you going to...
Ooh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Skinny dipping in the pool? Oh, wait, you got rid of your pool. It's going to
pop. I already had a little bit of bourbon tonight. Can't overdo it, but I think I might go and have another dram of something.
All right. Steve's going to get drunk.
I'm not going to get drunk.
All right. I'm going to celebrate by promoting, again, our merchandise. Everybody, we're now live on We're on Amazon merch on demand. So just search the Real Bourbon Bros on Amazon. All our products will come up. We have 3 different designs, unique designs. We have our classic logo that you see on all our social media and most of our posts. You have a patriotic classic design with the American flag superimposed in back of our classic design, the Real Bourbon Bros. And then you have some of the famous names of whiskey, okay? I'll have to leave that one up to your imagination. But Jim may be one of them. Jack may be one of them. George? Elijah?
Russell?
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 Russ. Yeah, Russell.
Oh, that actually got past the...
Filters. All original designs. So go ahead, everybody, and let us know what you think of our designs. Buy some merch if you would like. We appreciate it. Again, follow us on all our social media outlets. And by the time you hear this, you will hopefully have seen our sweet commercial for our merch, our introduction to our merchandise. So keep tuned, and we'll be in touch soon with some more content. Giddy up.
Had a good 4th and And happy 50th to us, I guess.
Amen, brother.
Enjoy.
Celebrate.